This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
The workplace, because society hasn't kept up with that change. Society still says, you got to be there for 40 hours. And why?
What is the point of it? Like, why are you still telling me I need to be here?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life.
I'm Casey, and this is my sister Charlie, and we're your hosts. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the 40-hour work week. Let's get started.
Woo! Yeah.
40-hour work
week. This is going to be good. This is going to be a good conversation, I think.
I got a lot to say about it.
Oh, I bet.
A lot.
I bet. Well, let's start with, it's my turn with the quiz.
I know, I'm a little nervous about this one, to be honest.
Well, I think you'll be just fine.
Okay.
I don't know. I try to mix it up, though. I really started to think about our songs we've been singing another day.
And gosh.
I decided not to go that route, though. I was laughing. Not. Yeah. So this is more of, it's going to be, like, signs that could be at an office or, like, a workday translation.
Oh, okay.
So, this would be like a sign in the office of this meeting could have been an
email.
Yes.
Oh, that was a question.
That was a question.
I thought you were giving me an example.
Sorry, that was number one. Okay.
Okay.
But they're not all fill in the blank.
Okay.
Okay. So, way to start off. See, I just snuck it in on you.
Snuck it.
You didn't know it was happening. Okay. This would be more of a workday translation.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give you a phrase that someone might say, and you say what it could really mean.
Oh.
The translation. When someone says, let's circle back, what do they usually mean?
It means they don't know what the hell's going on.
What? Apparently, it means, let's never talk about this again.
Oh, let's never talk about it again, because I don't know what's going on.
That actually could work.
Yeah.
Din.
Yeah.
You got to have give you a halfie on it.
All right. Halfies.
Okay. I'll give you a halfie on that.
All right.
Only because I've never worked in a company that really did use that.
So. I've heard it a few times.
And it meant I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Fair. I've used it a few times. I'm like, yeah, we'll circle back to that one. Let's go. We're going to keep moving forward on this other.
Let's keep it going.
Keep moving forward on this other thing I was talking about earlier.
If this is true or false, busy and productive mean the same thing.
No. No, that's false.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. This one. We may have actually used this before. Not a quiz, but in something else. What does "we're like a family here" often translate to?
This is a shithole. You don't want to work here.
We give you another, like, then what?
Oh.
Like, then half. We don't have boundaries here.
Oh, no boundaries.
No boundaries. But that is tend to be pretty true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This was question number 5. This is getting a little wild.
Okay, it's wild. Let's
see what happens. No, just this quiz all to get all around, not this.
Oh yeah, because
question.
Of my answer sometimes.
Yes. But there was a little interpretation open there, so.
You did leave it open to interpretation, and my interpretation was
okay, well,
not professional.
Okay, what is this one? Someone says, "Thanks for being a team player." What do they usually mean?
Okay, how are they saying it? Like, because sometimes I say it just to be a smartass and be like, "Thanks for doing nothing, dipshit."
No, it's like your boss says it to you after. If I tell you the answer, then it's like telling
you
the answer.
Okay, so like the boss says it, and I actually was like a team player.
After they've asked you something, and maybe you haven't quite answered.
Oh. I think they're just trying to say, like, you're doing this whether you want to or not. Kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, I was kind of going with the, thanks for staying late.
Oh, thanks for staying late.
Work late.
Okay.
What was that? Office space?
Yeah. Office space.
I'm going to need you to stay late. Thanks. Go ahead and stay late.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. You know what? And some of that was definitely like.
You did leave things open to interpretation a little bit.
I did. So I still think you, I mean, you got 4 or 5 because you got 2 halfies in there.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not too shabby, I don't think.
Especially because maybe I should have made them all fill in the blank or something. But we're just mixing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Trying something.
Well, you never know how I'm going to interpret things.
That is a true statement. I don't. I don't. When I say thanks for working late, what I really mean is thanks for letting me go to bed and you keep typing up on whatever you were wanting to type up on and not bothering me about it. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you just never know.
Thanks for being a real team player.
I try. I try hard. But just for us.
Yeah, appreciate that.
So, 40-hour work week.
Right.
Okay, so you know I'm a total nerd.
I do. I do know that.
I'm a nerd and I love the history of these things. And so I was all, I want to talk about the history of it and why we even have the 40-hour work week.
Well, I think that's something good to hit on.
Yeah.
So
listen.
Give us a little history lesson.
Okay. It was the Industrial Revolution. Mm. I need you to understand. Now, back in the day, obviously, they had kids working. They had all kinds of crazy crap happening, right? 40 hours would have been a joke. Because these people were working like 60, 80 hours. Now, if anybody understands why we celebrate Labor Day, it's because we actually put some rules in place so that we weren't having such a situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the day that, like, it went through or something?
So, there had been some laws put into place and stuff. So, it was like, people were finally saying, hey, man, we can't, we probably shouldn't be having kids, like, 5-year-olds in the factories.
Child labor laws.
And, you know, because some people were dying and they were having all kinds of safety issues.
And OSHA wasn't around.
OSHA was a no-go. So, the 40-hour work week was, and this was like a big deal, actually. People really,
well,
it was a safety measure.
It was supposed to be for the American people.
It was.
The people.
It was for the people.
Because as you said, even they were doing 50, 60 plus hours a week.
Oh, easy, yeah.
So that idea of saying you can only work 40 and still get...
And still get paid.
Paid.
Still get paid.
Yeah.
And so that was a big deal. Now, also, anytime we talk about, like, working in the Industrial Revolution, I do like to give, like, a little shout-out to my boy, Henry Ford, because he was solid.
Yeah.
He really was about, like, he wanted his workers to be able to afford the things that they were manufacturing themselves.
Right.
And he was, like, super not into putting people into debt. He was very much about letting his workers make a livable wage and still have, you know, time at home with their family. Because guess what? Whenever people have time to work and time to be at home, they're a little bit more happier workers.
Yeah. Well, because is he the one who was pushing the, you can work 40 hours and I'm still going to pay you what you were working in 60?
Yeah, so he...
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there was a big... There was a court issue.
Oh.
Now we're going to get into like a whole...
Don't go too crazy. Rail,
basically between Ford and Dodge. Okay? Because Dodge was like, we're not trying to pay our employees as much. And yes. Ford was like, F off. I want my employees paid this much. And basically, let me tell you what our government said. The government said, Dodge wins.
That's weird. The government wasn't for the people?
The government totally fucked us on that one.
That seems strange to me.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Look it up.
Super strange.
Yeah. But okay. I'm going to back off a little bit on that. But it was the Industrial Revolution is what kind of brought in that 40-hour work week. You know, I mean, at the time, it was really progressive, right?
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been. So.
So when I did some research on this, there was a guy named Robert Owens. Do you know who that was?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I don't either. I should have looked him up.
Yeah.
But they said his idea was 8 hours labor, 8 hours recreation, 8 hours rest.
Oh, okay.
So then I didn't know if you knew about him.
I did.
I'm like, you might know about him because you really are a nerd with that stuff.
Do you know about this guy? I'm like, I've probably heard the name. But yeah, it's so 8 hours work, 8 hours rest, 8 hours recreation.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that would have started leading into the, you know, 40 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here's the deal. The Industrial Revolution was so long ago, and we just don't live in that world anymore. We just don't.
I know. We literally, yeah. No, yeah, because work has changed so much.
So much.
So, and the schedule hasn't, though. It's still, get your 40 hours.
Get your 40 hours.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Because it's, the Industrial Revolution was the manufacturing-based jobs.
Yes.
And now a lot of our jobs are service or information-based.
Yeah. A lot of technology.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of technology.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when we talked about boundaries.
Yeah.
You had that one question about the work emails.
Oh, right.
And I said I'd read a thing about someone who always emailed late, but they said, that's just when I'm working.
Yeah.
You don't have to reply. But you think about stuff like that. Like emails, the Teams, all that stuff. People can get a hold of you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And meetings.
Meetings. I hate them.
This meeting could have been a what?
An email.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah. But it changes from, because it could be information based.
Yeah.
You don't need to be present, say, on the job for 8 hours to get something done. Like, your productivity isn't linked to...
Productivity is definitely not linked to time.
No.
The time spent on something. Because, I'll be honest, there's times I can get a whole lot more done. If everybody would just leave me the F alone.
Oh, yeah. There's times if I can sit down and do just work.
Yeah.
I can get 6 hours of stuff done in two.
Easy.
When I'm not getting interrupted, not being talked to. You led into the, you know, oh, we now work a 40-hour work week.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we all do. But I'd say also, like, in the times changing,
uh-huh.
You got 24/7 restaurants.
You do.
You got 24/7 factories.
You do.
So then not everyone's 40 hours are the same 40 hours.
Uh-uh.
Because there was more of a demand for stuff being available all the time, if you will.
Right.
So, I
also think about, you know, when we talk about, like, service-based, like, servers. Now, I know we do have, like, 24-hour restaurants and stuff, but a lot of times servers' shifts are, like, 5 hours.
Right.
And that's a long one.
It can be, yeah.
But they don't necessarily need to put in 40 hours.
Right.
A full 40? That'd be kind of crazy town.
Well, and I was thinking, so, you know, they kept office jobs. Oh, you got to work for 40 hours.
Yes.
So then people started saying, I'm going to stand at the water cooler for an hour and chit-chat with my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have 8 hours of work to do here.
Play solitaire.
But I'm not going to get paid if I'm not here.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to sit here.
And look busy.
Yeah. Look busy.
Look busy.
Even though I don't need to actually work 40 hours.
Right.
To be productive.
Yeah.
Or get, I don't know. Like,
I could get all my work done in the morning, and who knows what the hell I'm going to do in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Stand here.
Yeah. And then, like you said, a serving job.
Right.
That's a 5-hour shift. I get everything done.
Yeah.
So it's, if work's changed, like how we work, what we do, not everyone's working in factories. They're not factory jobs.
I think that is the thing is like, we're not, so we had the Industrial Revolution, which was when we were having a lot of manufacturing, and especially like right after World War II and going into it, we did have a lot of manufacturing. We were manufacturing a ton of shit for the military. Who is buying all the shit? The government. So you have that. And then as things have started to change, pretty much technology's taken over, right? We're, I don't know if they would call this a technology revolution or what would they maybe call it?
Oh, God, I don't know. AI? I mean, machines can do what a lot of those factory jobs we're doing.
They can. And even though the machines... Yeah, right? I mean, think about, I saw this show where they actually had people who were hand rolling, the cigarettes.
Okay.
And so they had to hire so many of these people because they had to hand roll them. Well, now there's machines that roll the cigarettes, right? But you do have to still have people that run the machines. It's just, you're not going to need 20 people running one machine.
Yeah.
Whereas back then, you probably needed 20 people to hand roll a pack.
Right.
So, big difference in how the manufacturing has played out, too.
Right. So, yeah, what would you call this? I mean, I would say AI or not, but you say technology revolution.
I would tell you, I don't think AI revolution has happened yet.
Probably technology, then.
Then I would go technology revolution.
Yeah. I feel like that's already happening, though. That's what I mean.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I feel like they've already named it.
It's already happened. Probably have. But so if that's already happened, though, like, the type of work we do has changed so much.
I'm just Googling it. Go ahead.
The fact is, though, the workplace, because society hasn't kept up with that change, society still says, you got to be there for 40 hours. And why? Like, why? What's the point of it?
Okay, this, I'm Googling. Sorry, I had to Google it. But I agree. Like, what is the point of it? Like, why are you still telling me I need to be here?
Yeah.
So we're in the fourth industrial revolution, also known as 4.0.
This isn't it.
Okay. I'm Googling.
I understand.
That's what the Google told me.
The Googs.
Said we're in the fourth industrial revolution.
Okay.
Fundamental change in the way we live and work.
Yeah, but... But society hasn't changed with any of these revolutions.
No.
It changed with the first one and didn't change anything past that.
So I don't know when it started, but I remember looking it up and people are starting to push the 4-day work weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for it. Instead of push the 5-day. But some of those 4-day work weeks, they're still wanting you to do 40 hours in your 4 days.
Oh, right. So you work 10 days?
Yeah.
Work 10 hour days.
10 hours.
Work 10 days and four?
Work 10 days. Awesome. Get it done. Slacker.
Well, you know, a lot of schools were pushing to go to 4-day weeks.
But then they'd probably have a hard time doing it because the parents are still on 5-day work weeks.
It was causing some issues for some people.
I can imagine.
But that's a different discussion.
And I don't.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, so I don't know. I was going to first off just name some of the countries that have started actually embracing the four-day work week like, as a country.
Okay.
It was Belgium, United Arab Emirates, Iceland, Lithuania, and France.
Okay.
Now, I did not look up if they're trying to do 4-10s or if they're just saying 4 8-hour days, but you're still getting your full pay for it.
I could see a lot of people just getting it done.
Because they're saying, a lot of them, the trials are saying they use 180-100, meaning you do 100% of your pay 80% of the time, but you're still getting 100% productivity.
Oh, yeah.
Which, stop the stupid meetings.
The stupid
quit wasting
meetings.
My time. I'm not going to name the company I worked for, but, man, the amount of meetings, time wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Absolutely insane. That I'd be like, I am literally trying to help people right now. Because I worked back in the warehouse. And they'd like, well, hurry up real quick and finish that one. And then we're shutting the warehouse window for a minute because she's got a meeting. The meeting was with 5 other people that were all admin.
Oh, Lord.
Every day, just to be a pump up.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't need it.
You're not pumping me up. You're pissing me off because now I'm an hour behind on everything else I was doing.
Yes.
Free to pump me up. And then you'd get the, Charlie, you don't seem excited today. I'm not. I really wish you'd just shut the F up so I can get back to work.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Go ahead. I have a funny story.
I'm like, we used to have meetings at least once a week during our planning time with admin to go over our, like, how our growth was going within the classroom. So you had to come in with some kind of assessment that you did. And be able to show that there was growth. It was real stupid. And we had to have it once a week. And I thought, this is the stupid shit I've ever dealt with. Because guess what? I'm already doing the fucking assessment. So I'm already assessing the growth. I don't know what... I mean, I come in here and show it to you. You're not giving me any feedback. You're just looking at my papers and being like, okay, yeah, it looks like you're doing what you need to be doing. Oh, I see that you've, you know, modified it for this student and modified. I'm like, yes, I've already done that. Okay, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing.
Great.
You just wasted my whole planning time to come down here and tell you I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. When I could have been doing, I don't know, any fucking thing else.
It's like they have to justify their position.
I know. It's stupid.
I need to meet with you so you tell me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or you could just email it to me and I can see it and we're done. We're good.
I could have emailed the assessment right over.
We had...
Look what I did.
We had this meeting once and my friend and I started having a good time with these meetings.
Oh, good.
They were right in the ass. And I said, dude, and it was kind of one of those like, see what we can do to F around during this meeting. I'm like, I dare you to ask as many, let's see who can ask the most questions about this stupid ass subject. When that meeting was over, they were trying to roll something new out. I don't remember what the hell it was so long ago.
Okay.
And towards the end, they're like, so who would like to head this up? No one is replying. No one wants to head this up.
No.
I don't need more work. I already have enough. I'm good. No one answers. And the manager's like, you know, B, you seem so interested in this subject. You might really enjoy this. And she ended up getting more work put on her plate because we were playing a game.
That's hilarious.
And she goes, I'm not playing any more games with you during meetings. I was dying. It was so funny. Like, to this day, it still like cracks me up. You seem so interested. No, we were just seeing how long we could make this meeting go.
Yeah.
So funny. It's so stupid. But... Okay, so back to where we were, right?
Yeah.
The trials that we're doing, the 100% pay. So you're keeping the same pay, working 80% of the freaking time, and they're still getting the 100% productivity. They're getting, like, happier employees. less burnouts.
I believe it.
Better output.
I'm a lot happier when I don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
Well, which just is, when I'm working with you. Well, I like true. That. It's
That's true. Well, I was going to say, I think now it looks so different for us.
It looks a lot different.
From what we were doing a year ago.
Yeah.
So it leads people to saying of, how much time are we wasting at work?
A shit ton.
You've got, how many countries did I name off? Five?
Five.
Yeah, five countries who've already started doing this. And as we're talking about the whole, I'm going to go sit at the water cooler, or let's have a meeting so I feel like I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
Come sit with me and tell me something. You're like,
oh yeah.
I've already done it. You heard my paper?
Yeah. I already did my job.
Yeah.
Today. And you're backing me up for tomorrow, to be honest.
Right. And then as we were talking about earlier, when I said something about, you know, you give me 2 hours of uninterrupted shit.
Yeah.
I can bust through a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what this actually leads me to think about a little bit is school. Take school into consideration, okay? Now, honest to God, sometimes during the day, teaching in public school, it's hard to get through every lesson that needs to be taught because you got, we're going to be nice and pretend like there's only 20 kids in the class. You got 20 kids. Let's pretend it's only 20. And all of them have different things, right? So you're constantly interrupted, yada, yada, yada. You got a whole day here, and the lesson can sometimes get away from you. Whereas when I was homeschooling my kids, and we didn't have the constant interruptions of 20 other students, I mean, my kids can be done with their work in 2 hours.
Oh, sure. Like, still get all the lessons done.
Got all the lessons done. Took us 2 hours. Yeah. So that's what it always correlates to me is I think, you know how much time is wasted at school with half the students who, there's students that already get the lesson.
Sure.
And then there's the student who is just, I don't get it. Cool. I need to continue working with you. While the other student who's already understood everything is sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
Well, now they're bored out of their minds.
Bored out of their minds.
So what do you quit doing? Paying any attention.
Oh, and then guess what happens? We start causing trouble.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. But, yeah, so that's
what I think. People in the office. What do you start doing? You start causing trouble.
We start, oh, man.
I'm going to make a game.
I'm going to make a little game. I got all kinds of ideas about what we're about to do.
Because you're thinking, you know, you need 40 hours to work. I can get some of, I mean, and there, don't get us wrong. There are weeks where you have so much work to do, you can't get it done.
Oh,
it
right.
Just is what it is. It gets cut off at 40. I'm doing the best I can.
Right.
That usually means you got too much damn work on your plate, and maybe your boss needs to be aware of that.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, that could happen. But if you're like, I can get this done in less than 40 hours, it kind of turns into like, what are we measuring? Because people are being more aware of their work-life balance, right? That has become quite the phrase over the past few years.
Oh, since the Rona.
Yeah. Yes. I am not going to be spending, say you're on salary, 50, 60 hours here.
Mm-hmm.
I can get it done in 40. Or why am I spending 40 hours here when I can get it done in 30?
Right.
This is stupid.
Right. Or why am I sitting here for 8 hours a day when I was sitting at home getting it done in 2 hours for the past year?
Yeah, absolutely. They start pushing the presence over productivity.
Yes.
And you have, you know, your typical work week is, you're here, you're at your desk, you look busy.
Yes, look
and
busy.
Sometimes, I don't have the answer to this, sometimes that problem lies in, I work 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. When I get off at 5, I now need to make my phone calls to figure out something with my insurance.
Right.
Well, now no one's available.
Insurance is closed.
Because they close at 5 too.
They do, fuckers.
So, it's, you know, they're... It just turns into, it's not that it's really working.
Right.
If everyone's work hours are the same damn hours, how is that benefiting anyone?
Yeah.
So say you did switch to 4 days. Is everyone doing the same 4 days? I don't know. Who knows? I don't really know how that's all working out. But it could alleviate some of that. Because what do you do, as we just said, in a meeting when you're bored? Oh, I quit paying attention. I start wreaking havoc.
I don't pay attention. I definitely wreak havoc.
Or I'm looking busy.
I love to jackass around.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I do.
I know. She does, she jackasses around all the time.
It's a problem.
I gotta get on this one a lot. Because just because you're there doesn't mean you're doing anything productive.
Oh, no. Hell no.
So your output's not there. Like, do you add, you know, if you like, value to the team? No, I was just sitting here.
Right.
Because you hit a point where you're like, why do I even care? They know I'm getting my job done.
Yeah.
So now I'm not going to put more effort in.
Oh,
shit. Then they're just going to give me more work. So why would I do that?
Yeah. I don't need any more work.
No.
I need you to just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
If I can come in, even if you want my presence for 4 hours a day, and I can't blame you. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? I try to take it in 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I can show up for you and do my job for 4 hours. Cool. And probably be productive. But you're keeping me there for eight, and you're probably only getting 4 hours of work out of me.
Yeah, you're still only getting the 4 hours of productivity. I'm present here. Great. Yeah. And thinking about, what could I be getting done at home if I wasn't stuck here?
Yeah.
That's when my mind starts wondering about the whole, like, I could be cleaning the house or getting...
You're doing all kinds of stuff.
Who knows?
All kinds of stuff.
Shenanigans everywhere.
Yes. Lots of them.
So it does, you know, you think about, since some of these other countries are starting to do it, will we get there?
I don't know. I feel like America's always way far behind on anything like that.
I feel like we are, too.
Anything that would benefit
the people.
I mean, look at, like, seriously,
was it
like,
the
look
Ford
at...
Dodge thing, and you're like...
You would still have to look at, like, our maternity leave and stuff.
Oh.
And how it tracks compared to other countries. I mean, we're still light years behind them.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy town.
And especially when all the studies or whatever show that these people are...
Show that it's a good plan.
It's a good thing. It works. It's a good thing. Maybe someone will listen and say, you know what? I'm going to take a stand. Oh, Microsoft. A big company. I don't know.
Tesla. Elon, you hear me?
We need one big company to say...
One big boy out there. I need the big boy.
This. I'm going to still pay you for 100% of your time. You're working 80% of it. Let me see if I can keep your productivity where it needs to be. Then what's the problem?
Yeah. Report back to us.
Let us know how it went.
Elon, I think you know how to get a hold of me.
It's in our bio.
It's... Links in the comments.
Oh, goodness.
Come on, America. Get with it.
Come on.
I would be excited.
That'd be great.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. I damn well know our government can get with it because look at the fucking Senate. They definitely ain't there half the time. And those fuckers get paid no problem.
And they get paid way more than some of us office workers.
Oh, yeah. They get paid way more than they even produce because they don't produce shit.
No. Well, think about, okay, what we chose to do for a living.
Yeah.
It definitely changed so much stuff, but...
So much.
Screw the 9-to-5 grind.
Screw it.
But I see a lot more people saying that nowadays.
Yeah.
Because they're sick of it.
They're tired of it.
If the... Elon, you don't want to get with it? We're going to find our own answer.
You're going to find our own answer, Elon. Mm-hmm. You're missing out on some brilliance over here because we're... Because we're tired of the 9-to-5.
Oh, I'll make my own brilliance. Fine.
Oh, man.
All right. So I would say our lesson learned to growth earned on this is, you know, the 40-hour work week, it did make sense in a different time for a totally different kind of work.
Yes.
And as the jobs evolve, our definition of productivity and balance has to evolve, too. You know, we want a better work-life balance, and that's not being lazy.
Mm-mm.
It's not. It's just being aware. And I think, you know, the real issue is people saying, oh, people don't want to work. No, we don't want to waste our time anymore.
Tired of wasting it.
So, honestly, you guys, like, listening along and follow along every week, if you're sick of it, you're not alone.
No, you're
not.
And
it might just be time to get creative on our own.
Yeah, because Elon can't hire all of us anyways.
Right, that is true.
I mean, he probably could.
And until America decides they want to catch up with these other countries who are knocking it out the park.
Popping it. It's going to be a hot minute, guys.
Yeah, it's quite okay to start making it your own rules and do it the way it works for you.
Yeah, I agree. In our next episode, we're going to explore participation trophies. Oh, my God. this is not part of what I'm supposed to be telling you guys right now. But I'm just thinking, that's what work is. We show up for 40 hours and we get a participation trophy, which is our paycheck.
Woo! It feels like that.
Participation trophy. Listen, these participation trophies are a problem. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you guys are enjoying what you hear, share this episode with a friend so they can enjoy it too. And make sure to follow us on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.